FM 104 switched on, and I'm joined by EDM recording artist Tamara. Hello.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you so much for chatting to us all the way from LA.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted. You know, no matter what, it's so important for me to connect with my people, my home. Just, it's lovely to even hear an Irish voice this morning. So thank you.
So you've a brand new single out, Alien Queen. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Alien Queen. You know, when I started Alien Queen, it just came to me. The rhythm just came to me as soon as I heard it, you know, just that catchy. And I was like, now, if I was to be anything in LA, when I go into shops and I say, how are you? And I say, grand. And people look at me like I'm an alien. What would I be? So I kind of connected the two as into, you know what? Sometimes I do feel like a bit of an alien out here because it's very different. But as long as I've got love, I'll be all right. So, you know, self-love, love from the people I love, my family. And, you know, I just went in and I had fun with it. For once in my life, I just really let loose with this tune. And the response has been amazing. I'm so blessed. I'm so fortunate, you know.
And it's so nice to be able to do that. Just go in and enjoy what you're doing, isn't it?
It is. It's something that I've had to learn, Louise, because I used to go in and I used to run out of breath and I'd be so stressed in front of the microphone. But I'm working with the pros out here and the advice that they're giving me and the guidance that they're giving me about just feel the song, let loose, just like, you know, it's just it's everything. So I'm finally coming into myself as an artist, and it's phenomenal. I love it.
And you've been in LA, what is it, like 5 years or so?
5 years this year. Thanksgiving this year will be 6 years. I moved 5 years ago. One little suitcase, lots of decoration, Christmas decoration from the pound shop because Christmas was coming up. And yeah, I mean, I've been living here 5 years and it's been amazing. It's been a roller coaster, but it's been amazing. It's been tough also, I'm not going to lie, but I absolutely love it. It's finally making sense now too.
What's it like doing music over there? I'm assuming it's very different to here.
It is. It is. I mean, I just got back from the weekend. We were recording with like this major DJ producer and a new artist right now by the name of Clayton. He's going viral. It's amazing because you just get in the studio. Everybody vibes. Everybody has their own little flavor. And you just go in and you're... People take you differently as well. And being Irish, they're like, we want to hear more of that Irish, you know? We want to hear more of that. And I'm like, grand, I've got all of that for you.
That I can do. You're only back in Ireland only a short while ago. You're in Windmill Lane.
I was. I came back. You know, my mom goes back and forth a lot because the most important thing for me in my life is my mom. So I make sure that she's here with me a lot of the time. And when she's going back home, I go back with her, you know, just to make sure, like, I don't want her lifting heavy suitcases on a plane and stuff like that. And it's always lovely to come back home as well. It's a nice home with mommy as well. So I was over in January, recorded Alien Queen. And right off of that, then just got so many offers for like features that I'm super, super excited. Right now I'm doing a feature with a touring DJ. I'll be able to mention who soon. I'm doing another feature with a DJ producer, Mega, that I'm super, super, super excited. So yeah, definitely been keeping busy and I love getting back home.
Where did music begin for you?
It was always in me. You know, I always had the microphone. I had the nappy on and I always had the microphone. But it was really, really when I started going to school, I think I was 11 years old. I was going to school to Scolania. Shout out Scolania, Clondalkin. And my teacher at the time was Sister Elizabeth. And she asked us, I want you guys to write a poem. I think we were supposed to write a poem about God. And I wrote a poem. And she said, oh, that's great. But you were supposed to make it up from scratch. And I said, no, I did. I made this up from scratch, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing music to it. But it was really when I was trying to block out the noise of what was going on around me. Any conflict, anything, you name it, bullying whatsoever. If I'd go to the bus and I'd hear nonsense at the back of the bus, I'd be putting on my earphones and I'd hear Tupac, you know. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself. And I was like, I want to be him when I grow up. Mm-hmm. I want to be him. You know.
So had you an idea then that you were writing music at the point, or did it take a bit longer for it to sink in what you were doing?
You know, I think as soon as I started putting down the pen and creating melodies and everything, I just knew. I just felt I really knew it. You know, I always visualized I'm big into visualization. Everything that I do is based on, of course, my faith in God, but my visualization. So I always knew that I wanted to dabble in it, but I feel that it's only now that I'm finally allowing myself, I'm giving myself grace, and I'm becoming this artist that has no boundaries and that's comfortable in our skin and comfortable in our voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's three things people need to know about you?
Three things people need to know about me. I believe I'm sound. I was born in Paris, and three things is that, I speak French as well. We just did a song where we rapped in French, and it's pretty cool.
I'd say that's quite fun to be able to have other language to switch between.
Oh, you know what? I switch between languages. I switch between characters. I just did a rap song in a Lauren Bacall. And I'm obsessed with like the 50s movies. So I just did a whole rap in a Lauren Bacall and Betty Grable. I mean, these are like old timers even before my own time. But I mean, I just love having fun with it, yeah. Louise.
Reinventing, creating.
Yeah. I mean, Alien Queen, you get to wear blue eyeshadow, crazy jumpsuit, crazy stuff. I mean, where else would you be able to do that? Well, you probably would here out in LA, but you know what I mean?
But I was about to say, if you look at the visuals for Alien Queen, you can see all that creativity that has been poured into it.
Thank you. And all of that is just from me, and it's just from like all the ideas that I have and just bringing them to life. And it's seen, I mean, the guy who shot Alien Queen, the video, he just did the editing for Chris Brown's new album 1111. And when I seen his work, I was like, I want him. I will give him my firstborn. And it happened, and the vision came together, and it's just been amazing. I'm very blessed.
So obviously the brand new single Alien Queen is out now. What else can we expect from you this year?
Features with DJs that you know, and definitely some gigging, and lots of exciting stuff, and hopefully getting to go back home very soon as well, because that grounds me and I love it.
Amazing. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're doing?
So you can follow me on at Eire, as in Ireland and Irish, Eire in LA, and Tamara Starr on Spotify. You can ask Alexa, play Tamara Starr, Alien Queen. And that's about it for now. Yeah.
Excellent. Tamara, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Oh, thank you, Louise. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.